Well, I said in my testimony that some are predicting now that the way we will finally intervene adequately in Syria is when there is, unfortunately, a terrorist attack against us or our interests by those there. I agree with Senator Lieberman that Syria could easily become the sequel to Afghanistan in training large numbers of terrorists. But on your question of how many in al-Qaeda, I think there is no answer to that question. I mean, think amoebas. I mean, there's a loose affiliation of terror groups that form and reform around projects. Some of them are al-Qaeda, some of them are not. Al-Qaeda is now fighting with groups like ISIS, which it considers too radical. I find that quite amazing to get your head around. But also, there are Sunni and Shia terror groups inside of Syria, for example. Hezbollah is a Shia terror group, and yet a lot of these other groups, al-Qaeda being one, are Sunni groups, and they're fighting each other. So just two conclusions. Number one, it's, I think, impossible to measure, but number two, let's not overstate the number of al-Qaeda. That's their narrative. We don't want to make them look good. Some of these groups are not al-Qaeda.